Hello, this is Sarah Tucker on Radio Gorgeous, and I'm speaking to the amazing Suzanne Duckett. Now, I've known Suzanne for many years, but she's done many amazing things. She was the beauty editor for Tatler magazine, to name but a few, but she has a book out called Bathe. Suzanne, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And can you tell me about the book?
I can. I've always loved baths, Sarah. I have always been slightly obsessed in a slightly weird way about baths. I specialise in writing about spas, and one of the reasons is just because it gives me an excuse to get paid to be in warm water for long periods of time. So the idea for Bathe came up because I think we're going through such a crazy time of life. It's very stressful, very anxious-inducing. And wellness has got a bit silly as well. You know, it's got a bit fashiony and a bit sort of competitive. And I just thought getting in a hot bath is something that is available for most people in the Western world. It's very democratic. It's affordable. Wellness on tap, I like to say. So I thought it was really time to bring wellness a bit more down to earth, to be honest, Sarah.
And also much more affordable as well. You're talking about, we were talking before we came on air, how it's been scientifically proved that actually having a bath a couple of times a day or a week is really, really good for you.
Yeah, and there's lots of very successful people. I mean, there's what does success mean? That's another interview, Sarah, for another time. But Tom Ford actually was once taking 5 baths a day because it was the only way he could get away. He could reduce his anxiety and his stress. The bathroom is one of the few places left now we don't really use digital. And you can close the door, lock the door, and no one will sort of bang on the door and say, you've got to come out now. You know, you can't get interrupted when you're in a bath. People just leave you to it. So it's a really good skive, I find. So it is, it's very affordable. I mean, if you've got a smaller bathtub as well, you don't need to use loads of water because that is, you know, we've got to worry about water slightly. If you've got a massive old shower, you'll probably use more water from a massive old shower head than a nice little bathtub. So yeah, it's just everyone, really. I think we should have bath centres where people can just lie in the bath with bikinis on next to each other. Just be so great because there's so much scientific evidence now as well to show the benefits on anti-inflammatory response within the body. You know, we athletes have used hot baths, cold baths for all of their training, all through the decades. It goes back bathing in every single culture. Every form of religion uses water as some sort of christening effect or getting rid of, you know, sins to, you know, water is the ultimate purifier. We start in water. I just think it's the ultimate healer, and as we said, accessible to everyone.
Doesn't it? I take baths, but if I'm in there too long, I get wrinkly. Does it? Is it good for the skin?
Well, it's really interesting because I do write about that in the book of why do we go wrinkly. There's all sorts of, you know, measured reasons why that happens. The one I think is the most funny, and I quite like it, is because we're believed, obviously, as humans to have come from water, that we can grip on the sides of things better. So when we were sort of these lizards or whatever we were trying to climb out of the pond to become land lubbers, we had to have almost like the Pirelli tyre on our fingertips to climb out. So that is your warning, I think, as well. You've had enough, get out and put on a nice body oil.
I like that idea. I really like that idea. Now, your background, like, this didn't just like pop out in sort of like the middle of nowhere. As I said, you have, you know, decades of experience in wellness and health. How did you, you know, how did you come about it? How did you become to be a spa editor and a wellness editor and a, you know, you do travel as well?
Yes. Well, I mean, what I love about spa is it bridges. I've always been into health and beauty from a young child. And, you know, we've talked about illness in the family many times. I do come from a family who there's a lot of illness, a lot of disease. And I just learned from quite a young age, innately, it felt to me that you can prevent this. And actually, even now, I mean, 25 years later of writing about all of this amazing wellness world, we are seeing more that most disease can be preventable, most of it, whether it's diet, whether it's emotions, reducing stress. You know, people don't like hearing this, actually, and I have to be careful who I say this to if they're telling me about an ill person in their life. I'm not going to turn around and say, well, it's their fault. But the integrative doctors, you know, the real pioneers in looking at holistic medicine, the very up-to-date science to the very old-fashioned traditional remedies, they are really seeing now that it's very, very small amounts of people that get a disease that's not preventable. So I think I knew that intuitively from a very young age. And so I was making little remedies and write journaling and doing all sorts of things that I felt would discharge stress out of my body, that would let my body fix itself rather than a doctor giving me a tablet. So that's what got me into wellness, writing about it. And because obviously, you know, as you know, being a journalist, it is like the magic freedom pass. You get to meet amazing people that you might not meet otherwise.
And you get to ask questions that no one else would have courage or the initiative to ask, I suppose.
Exactly. And you can ask the really obvious questions and put that down to just because the reader needs to know, to the questions that are a little bit more controversial. So I was doing beauty actually originally. I was in magazines doing beauty writing, which of course 25 years ago, beauty didn't really encompass much health. But again, even if I was writing about what trendy lipstick colour it was for the season, I'd always bring in a psychologist's quote about why we're wearing red at the moment, because we're in the 80s and we're in our power suits. And I'd always bring in a sort of a sociological reason to why we had to look a certain way or felt we wanted to look a certain way. Because for me, vanity is just
an
excuse for sanity.
Yes, it's psychological. It's how you look.
You know, and it is, and I feel you can't bash that, because actually a lot of studies also do show that if you look good, you will feel better. You know, I'm not a Botox person, you know, I'm not judging people that are into that, but a lot of studies will say that actually if you've got that frown line and every time you look in the mirror you feel frowny, it will make you feel frowny. Whereas if you correct that and you feel better about yourself and you become less frowny, less grumpy, then, you know, there are some merits to that. It's not for me, but there are merits to it. So, you know, doctors and psychologists that look after people with depression will know if their clients stopped colouring their hair or they've stopped putting a bit of mascara on, or, you know, there's some other little signals that when you stop looking after yourself physically, there's a lot going on, you know, behind the scenes. So I've always found beauty that little gateway into our sanity and into our spirit. I think it's very important. So I've always written about that aspect. And Bathe came up because actually a very very clever literary agent contacted me and said, look, we think there's something in the whole bathing thing. What do you think? And I said, well, how long have you got? And so between us, we thrashed out that it, you know, to do a book on bathing would be very zeitgeist, because as I explained, I think we need to make it a bit more down to earth, how to look after ourselves. We don't need to make it as complicated as I think it is out there at the moment.
It's a pity it's not more mainstream, because I know in France their thalassotherapy is huge, and we should have more thalassotherapy centres in the UK. I think, as you said,
I agree, and I think we'll see more of it. Actually, I think that sort of communal public bathing, which we did certainly in the Roman era here in the, that we were really well known for it. We really had it sorted. You know, eating grapes while lounging around in communal bathing. I mean, I'd love to go and do that this afternoon with you, wouldn't you? Let's go bathe.
In Bath or Tunbridge Wells,
yes, exactly.
Or somewhere.
Yes, so all these spots. Yes. And I think we're definitely going to see a lot more of that, because it's also about community. And you know, all around the world, they celebrate bathing in that respect.
So where can people buy your book?
Well, it's in all good bookstores. I mean, Waterstones are carrying it. So most of the big bookstores. You can also get it on Amazon. I like to encourage the bookstore, because I think bookstores are havens of well-being in their own right. You can do that.
Lovely. Well, this is Sarah Tucker talking to Suzanne Duckett about her book Bathe on Radio Gorgeous.